Star Wars, The New Jedi Order, Dark Tide 2, Ruin, by Michael A. Stackpole. Shedao Shai stood deep within the living ship Legacy of Torment. Tall and lean, with hooks and barbs at wrist, elbow, knee, and heel, the Yu Zhong Vong warrior had pulled himself up to his full height. A slender, fleshy umbilical connected his ship to the cognition hood he wore. Shedao Shai saw what the ship saw and knew what it knew there orbiting Dubrillion. Only the void of space surrounded him, the planet a blue and green ball slowly spinning beneath his feet. "This is what it feels like to be a god." Shedao Shai hesitated for a second, barely a heartbeat, letting fear of having blasphemed run through him. He smothered the fear, knowing that Yanyamka, the god known as the Slayer, would allow him his conceit as a reward for having successfully taken so many worlds from the infidels. The priests had told the Yu Zhong Vong that their new home was here in what the infidels called the New Republic, and Shedao Shai bore the hideous responsibility of leading the attack that would make the priest's prophecy a reality. Yu Zhong Vong's scouts had located this galaxy over 50 years before. Later, agents had been infiltrated into it, and a whole generation had been trained to cleanse the galaxy of the infidels. Shedao Shai reached his mind into the memories stored within Legacy of Torment. He plucked one from a slave that had been employed as a soldier in the ongoing pacification of Dubrillion. The Chazrak had served the Yu Zhong Vong well in their wars. Some of the stocky reptilian humanoids were celebrated enough to be allowed into the warrior caste at its most basic levels. Through Chazrak eyes, Shedao Shai saw the soldiers move into narrow, dark recesses. The scrape of metal against stone alerted the Chazrak to danger. An infidel had hidden himself on a ledge above the passage's mouth. He swung a heavy metal bar, which whistled down toward the Chazrak's head, but the slave parried it with his amphistaff, then lunged up with the weapon's sharpened tail. The staff punctured the meaty part of the man's leg, allowing salty blood to spurt out when the slave yanked it free. All around Shedao's Chazrak, other soldier slaves attacked and fought. Shrieking infidels collapsed in bloody heaps. The ambush had become a rout, with the infidel seeking escape, but the flood of Chazrak made that impossible. Then Shedao Shai felt the soothing sting of pain. It entered his back just above his right hip and cut toward his belly. He felt the Chazrak try to suppress the pain as he spun away from it, allowing the weapon that had stabbed him to slip free of the wound. Shedao Shai arched his back and tore the cognition hood from his head. It was not the Shai way to allow himself to be tainted. The Chazrak was given a clear path to salvation, yet turned from it. Pain was not to be rejected, but embraced. As Shedao Shai saw it, to reject pain was to deny the very nature of the universe. Birth was pain, death was pain, all change required pain. Personal weakness distanced people from pain, which was to be woven through one, so a being could become transcendent and transfigured into the very likeness of the gods themselves. Shedao Shai walked to one of the pitted chamber walls and caressed a pearlescent orb embedded in it. Color drained from the wall, rendering it transparent. Behind the wall, arranged in a pyramidal hierarchy, lay relics of Domain Shai. Shedao Shai played a hand over the barrier between himself and the bones therein encased, pausing only at the open spot in the lower left corner. There he intended to enshrine the relics of Menge Shai, his grandfather, a valiant warrior who had perished on a scouting mission to a world known to the infidels as Bimiel. His sacrificial death resulting from attention to duty had brought great honor to Domain Shai, and had in very large part made it possible, no, vital, that She Dao be chosen to lead the invasion. She Dao had dispatched two of his kin to recover the relics, but they failed in their mission. Nira and Dranae Shai had been slain by Jidai, the most perplexing of the infidels.
"They claim kinship with life," She Dao thought to himself, "yet set themselves as above and outside life, using this mythical force to hide their wallowing in mechanistic blasphemy."
The Yuzhongvong commander shook off a shiver, then turned away from the relics and crossed the chamber. He stroked a red bar, and triple-jointed appendages, six of them, unfolded from the wall. The upper two appendages exuded a leathery tentacle that encircled his wrists and snagged tight. The lower four similarly produced straps that trapped his ankles and thighs. He felt himself lifted by his wrists, with the lower arms resisting. Joints popped, and little explosions of pain shot down his arms, making his fingers tingle. His feet then left the floor. They came up above the height of his head, forcing him to crane his neck back so he could study the relics. Firmly settled in the embrace of pain, She Dao Shai began to struggle against his restraints. The creature that was the embrace of pain wrenched his limbs, so his shoulders turned one way and his pelvis another. Sheer torment raced through him, igniting every nerve fiber in his body. He could not begin to catalog everything he felt. It came too much, too quickly, overwhelming him with pain until...
"Until all I am is pain."
His true goal achieved, he let his lips peel back from jagged teeth and thought,
"The infidels did everything they could to save themselves from this sort of pain. They divorced themselves from all reality. This is why they are an abomination that must be cleansed from this galaxy. We have come to give them the truth. Shriven in the crucible of pain, the fortunate will know salvation before they die. The others..."
He paused as a hot jolt curved up his spine to burst in his skull.
"The others will become as lifeless as the machines they embrace, and the gods will rejoice at the fulfillment of our destiny."
The hiss crack of lightsaber smashing against lightsaber drowned out the sharp intake of Luke Skywalker's breath. As Mara Jade Skywalker attacked and Corrin Horn parried, Luke marveled at the complexity of the force flows around them. Mara and Corrin, longtime friends, each sought to push the other to the limit, and relied on guile and skill and strength to do it. What made it even more remarkable was that neither of them was in full health. Mara had been battling a disease that sapped her strength and defied Luke's best efforts to help her. He knew things could have been worse. Of 100 people diagnosed with the ailment, only she had survived. Her strength in the Force has sustained her, and in combat she lets the Force race through her. Corrin had only recently completed Bacta therapy for life-threatening wounds he'd earned in a fight with the Yuzhongvong on Dimyo. While the injuries had healed, including the long-term effects of a biotoxin, getting his conditioning back and regaining his combat edge was not easy. Mara crashed her blade against Corrin's, driving him back. He held his lightsaber in toward his belly, then rotated his hand. The weapon's internal assembly shifted, more than doubling the length of the lightsaber's blade and infusing it with a deep amethyst hue. Mara laughed sharply. The surprise of Corrin's blade-lengthening tactic had worked on enemies before, but Luke knew she must have been expecting it and had long since worked out a strategy to deal with it. Mara swung to batter Corrin's blade aside, but got no spark and no hiss from a collision of the blades. Her mighty swing spun her around, and as she completed the circle, Corrin's purple blade carved an infinity symbol in the air before her. She thumbed her weapon off and bowed in Corrin's direction. Luke arched an eyebrow at Corrin. "How long have you been waiting to use that tactic?" Corrin sat cross-legged on the floor. "The Vong got me thinking about it. We can't feel them through the Force, so we can't feel where they are. That makes them difficult to defend against." Mara snorted. "Turning your blade off in the middle of a fight like that is a foolish thing to do."
"I know, but another touch of the thumb and you get spitted."
Luke walked to the center of the training floor, through a transparent...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?